I'm a Californian. There's no ED5 out here. I'm kind of starting to envy all the guys in the Midwest.
We do have a little bit more of the infrastructure.
You guys have the infrastructure. I understand we're now up to 1,200 filling stations.
Right.
And, of course, that's just a spot on the map, so to speak. But it seems that E85 has the mandate of the government. It has the mandate of industry. And it makes a lot of common sense because it keeps our dollars at home rather than shipping them abroad. Also, I like the fact that the CO2 footprint, which is highly talked about in California, regardless of your viewpoint on global warming, if you reduce CO2, we know it is a component of that. And, you know, with the 85, the crop absorbs CO2. That doesn't happen with oil.
So what do you think? Well, obviously, I know what you think we need to have, especially here in California. Any ideas of how we or what needs to be done to get us further down the road?
Well, I think what needs to, one really basic thing that needs to happen, we know all the pluses of E85, but the thing that needs to happen is engine optimization. Right now, E85 is a stepchild when it comes to the engine build. The engines are primarily designed to work with a lower octane. E85, depending on the time of year, is anywhere from a little over 100 octane to a full 105. And we're not utilizing that octane. The most basic thing would be compression ratio. You know, you can sustain a much higher compression ratio with higher octane, which gives you a higher expansion ratio, and that leads directly to engine efficiency. Mm-hmm. When you run your 85 in a non-optimal engine, you suffer a fuel economy penalty. Each gallon of E85 has less BTUs, so to get a similar range takes a little more bit more fuel volume. But currently, 85 is priced below gasoline, so it pretty well washes out. If you optimize the engines in the first place, I think E85 is going to have a hell of a lot better image as to fuel economy.
So besides the things you mentioned in terms of performance especially, what do you see as the value in having here in America have us develop this fuel, especially at an 85% blend level nationally?
Well, you know, there's a lot of pros and cons. Making a fuel from a food stock, you know, it depends on whether it's a wet mill or dry mill, and there's a lot of technology being developed to make everything more effective in that respect. For me, my interest is purely performance. Years ago, I ran an alcohol-burning race boat. It was about 1,700 horsepower in an 18-foot boat and won a national championship with it, and I know what you can do with this stuff. So looking at it from a hot rod standpoint or a weekend drag race standpoint or any of those performance areas, this stuff is untapped. The guys that are out there having fun with those old cars should adopt this fuel. This is the hot rod fuel of the future as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you very much, Gail. Enjoyed talking with you.